I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you hungry for adventure?
Do you crave hilarious and perilous tabletop campaigns?
Don't bother rolling perception, pal. We've got you covered.
Behold, Dungeons and Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop audio drama. A cinematic serial of mayhem-filled, morally questionable quests at DungeonsAndDoritos.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at NerdyShow.com.
Nin is in the tower, using the eye thruster to check out what's afoot in Witsnarf.
There's a foot.
There are several feet, several dead bodies laying around.
There's another one.
Using the special lens, she has seen all the way to Witsnarf. And much to their surprise, Witsnarf is set afire. And there are Imperial warships in the harbor.
Reg?
Yes, Nin?
Witsnarf is on fire.
Okay.
And there's Imperial ships in the harbor.
Governorial or local?
No, like the Empire.
Awesome.
We didn't get a memo about this.
We've also been very far away, Nin.
But Bentley got a letter.
In a major town. Let's go.
Okay, all right, coming down.
She makes her way down.
All right, you are in Fort Odorax. Everyone in there but you is dead. There are two, one severely injured native and his friend sitting in the boat waiting for you.
Jump in the boat.
So where are we going back?
We're going to Witsnarf.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm very much in pain.
I'm aware of that, and you'll be in more pain if Witsnarf falls.
Oh.
The Empire is in the harbor. They're bombing the city. The sub-governor's forces are fighting against the rebels and the Empire at large.
Well, now, that's a different kettle of fish, and we're going to go there. Can I just say, as a fire marshal, who did you make the fire marshal of Witsnarf before you left?
I don't believe we appointed one, so even more reason to be on our way.
Well, you're a fire marshal. We have to bring you to them.
So you're saying I could, like, get a promotion?
A promotion? Execution? There are many options.
The sooner we get there, the less likely anybody is to blame you specifically.
Yeah, I like that news. I just think we've come to be strong friends here in these past few hours. And how do you know you guys aren't going to get executed?
We don't.
So you want me to just go the other way?
No, head to Wits. There is a battle afoot.
How do you drive this thing?
I don't mean to be rude, but I don't want to tell you. Because then it makes me superfluous in this situation. So I will take you to Witsnarf if you promise to make me the fire marshal of Witsnarf.
Well, the problem is we'll probably no longer be the ranking members there. I think that'll be above our pay grade.
You're definitely a fire marshal right now. We could put in a good word.
That we could do that.
You would do that for me.
You gotta point that sail.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone hold on to your asses.
Gladly.
Nin, your own ass.
Plus one.
She handles it with both hands.
Lucky girl. Doesn't happen to all of us.
You guys are missing out.
Anyway, I would prefer to come back alive. If you guys are amenable to that kind of situation.
It's looking less likely by the second, so you should probably speed it up.
What I'm saying is I don't really want to be part of the battle.
That's fine.
You know, as a fire marshal, I think it would be a dereliction of my duty to put myself in harm's way, is all I'm saying.
You know, for a man who doesn't know how to read, I'm surprised you know the word dereliction.
Oh, people keep saying it to me. And it just sounded nice.
Well, you used it with context clues perfectly.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Boat turns around, heads to Witsnarf. As you get closer, you see the scenery starts to change, grows more urbane. Smoke fills the air for miles around. As you pull up, you see a mid-size Navy ship in the river.
Mm-hmm.
It sees you coming, launches a ballista bolt in your general direction.
Whoa! This is Empire?
This is an Imperial ship.
This is Akhenotion Empire.
Akhenotion Empire. Ooh. Imperial ship.
Do we have any flags?
No, but I do have a helmet. How far away are the ships?
As you pull up, they're probably about 50 feet away from you right now.
Okay.
You are cruising towards them.
I just literally scream, "Hail!"
Hey there. Who are you?
We're marshals.
Akhenotion marshals.
Oh, and what are you doing over there?
We're here to investigate the city. What is this conflict about?
The fight.
Yes, the fight.
Yes. Also, why did you fire upon our ship?
Well, you were coming at us pretty quick, and we don't know who you are. And I don't know if you know, but a lot of things are on fire right now, so everyone's a little jumpy.
Well, that's why we brought a fire marshal.
You got a fire marshal.
Nin kind of grabs his hand and raises it.
Oh, well, that's useful. I let me go talk to the captain. You see him disappear as you guys are getting closer and closer to the ship. The captain comes out. Where did you get a fire marshal from?
Ketchnoff.
And where are you going?
Witsnarf.
Witsnarf. Well, we can't just let you. You got to go talk to the governor.
We were sent here by the governor.
Oh, well, then he probably wants to talk to you then.
Fine.
That's a fair bet.
Okay. Where's
the governor?
Yeah, just keep going. You'll be all right.
We never stopped.
All right, bye.
Yeah. We did a good job stopping them, guys. As you go on, you get closer and closer to the city. You start to see the naval ships. There's about 5 large Akhenotion naval ships. Not what you would usually expect for a flotilla of a governor, but still way more than anyone else has.
Way more than Witsnarf's ever seen.
Yeah. Largest ship has gold enameled wood.
Ooh.
You can probably tell that's the governor's ship.
Now, this is the one that we didn't meet that just, like, sent us
sight
unseen to this nonsense.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We approach the ship.
Waving and stuff.
Hey, can we help you?
We're marshals sent by the governor to investigate the sub-governor. We're here to speak to the governor.
Oh, well, okay. Come on aboard. We'll go tell the governor.
Drop us a rope or a ladder, preferably?
Well, I'm not going to do that. I work for the governor, but those sailor guys over there, they look like they could probably do that. Hey, sailor guys, help them out. They drop a couple boarding ropes for you.
We climb up.
Yeah, you look like marshals.
It's because we are marshals.
That's good.
Nin shows off her half cloak with the skull.
Ooh, that looks dangerous.
No, it's just fabric.
Are you a doctor?
She looks at Cal.
Yes, she is a doctor. Certified.
I'm a doctor.
Wow, that's real impressive. Anyway,
She's working on her doctor professorate.
Ooh. There's a really good book about that. You might want to pick it up if you...
Really? I never heard of it.
Yeah, but you gotta go to, like, real civilization, like Torsnarf.
Who's it by?
What's his name? I can't remember. I don't know. I can't read myself.
But how do you know there's a book?
A man described it to him once in a dream.
Well, I've seen it. I know what a book is. I'm not a fucking idiot. But I just can't
if you insist.
Can you sail a boat?
No.
But do you know what a boat is?
Yes.
Then maybe don't be an asshole.
But if the boat had the word boat on the side and you can't read, how would you know it was a boat?
Because it's a boat.
How do you know what the book was about?
I don't know what it was about.
He looked at the pictures on the front.
Are there pictures? Well, if it was Kelton, there was probably pictures.
There was a handsome, handsome guff.
I heard
had a really nice hat.
You can't judge a book by that, though.
By the cover.
Right.
Should I learn to read?
I would advise for it, yes.
Would you teach me?
No. I learned to read.
Yes.
Would not recommend it. I spent 13 years in a tower doing nothing but reading. Whoa. It sucks.
You know, the governor likes to read. That's what you're here for, right?
Yes.
Oh, he's back here. Sorry.
Great.
Yeah, he's in that room there. He's expecting you now because I told him you were coming.
We walk past him.
You walk into a ship's cabin. There's a bed. Older man dressed much nicer than anyone you've seen
okay.
so far.
Like, yes. What do you mean? He has socks? Is that? Like,
you think he probably has more than one pair.
You mean
not
mine?
On, but
okay.
in his possession.
He'd be quite warm with all the fire.
Like in his pocket.
You'd have there to you go. Search him.
Right. I search him.
No. Yeah. Just the one pair. This is a whole different situation now. Yeah. Ryan has assaulted the governor of the province.
Sexually assaulted the governor.
Reggie approaches the governor, bows slightly.
Yes, welcome. It is nice to see that you have survived.
Governor, you're looking for a report?
Well, yes, I would like to hear the rest of your report. I have the initial findings.
Mm-hmm. From Bentley?
Yes, Bentley. Bentley Garrison. A fine young man came striding through. Told me about the...
He is fine.
Madhouse that was going on in, under my thumb, and I decided to deal with the situation the way I know how.
The intervention is much appreciated.
Yes, I'm going to burn that city to the ground, and any other I feel.
Why burn the city to the ground instead of just... Sorry, I'm Nin. Hi.
Hello.
I feel like if you just took out that sub-governor... Everybody just kind of start getting along again.
Well, the sub-governor, yes, but there is people who supported him, and then, you know, he still was a sub-governor, and people who rebelled against him, that kind of thing can't be allowed. And think of the Tiktani, they're armed now, what could happen?
Probably very little if the sub-governor is removed. He seems to be the accelerant, pardon the pun, in this situation.
That would have been nice had you gotten here a bit earlier. As you can see, the... city has already been set aflame.
Yes, but I do believe we could roll that back, and a precision strike against the sub-governor would yield better results for all included.
And you could be a hero for installing the city's very first fire marshal. And we have got just the man for the job.
Oh, you know someone?
Yes.
Are they local? They speak the...
Extremely local.
The language. Are they... They're willing to do it?
Oh, yeah. He's down in the boat right now.
Well, that's wonderful. As you know, the war has taken most of my infantry. I have ships. I was just planning to burn everything to the ground, but this could save a lot of money.
Yeah, Governor, we would like your permission to enter the city, remove the sub-governor, and then hopefully organize the locals into a makeshift fire brigade to save the city and its contents and, of course, you know, your subjects and your power base.
I like the idea of taking out the sub-governor. The rest of it, there must be punishment. Look at the city's on fire.
And is that not punishment enough?
You take out the sub-governor. I will handle the rest.
Sounds good to me.
You sure? Because, like...
He wasn't elected, right? He was appointed?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't put standard like, imagine, next Listen. Election year.
I brought all these ships. I told my men we're going to burn down a city. Have you ever told a naval battalion they can burn down a city and then change their mind?
Not yet.
No, I've never had the pleasure.
Yeah, I haven't either, because they might not say yes.
Well, that sounds like mutiny, sir.
We've been dealing with a lot of that kind of thing lately. I don't know if you've noticed. The reason I'm here, not back in the real city, Torsnarf.
Now, sir, when you say that you will handle the rest, what are your intentions with the Tiktani?
Oh, they'll be dealt with fairly.
They'll be a powerful ally.
I agree with our doctor here.
You're saying they're quite powerful?
No, but that they would make better allies than enemies.
Especially for trade.
Oh, do they have things to trade?
They have an economic offer.
Ooh.
We've done, again, we will have a full report written up for you and ready, and we will deliver to you, which is, we did get off a boat just a few moments ago.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you got a notepad? We lost ours.
Oh, yes, you can.
May I?
Yeah, he takes out a notepad, hands it. Nin?
Thank you very much.
And she pulls it out and starts scribbling something. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And then she puts it in her pocket.
Nin, you might actually want the governor to sign that note.
You know, I think that's a good idea. Do you? So, I read some books on economics.
Ooh, interesting subject, economics. I am currently burning a bunch of bankers right now.
I feel like all of this can be blamed on the sub-governor.
Go on.
And your actions are totally understandable. And I think anyone who knows what is going on would agree with what you did.
And you would maybe write a report backing up such actions?
Absolutely. However, I think there's an extra avenue for you, because the Tiktani are the primary producers of not just honey,
yes,
very lucrative, mm-hmm, but a secondary refinable substance known as gloom smite. Ooh. And here, hold on. And she pulls out of her wizard sleeve a small bottle, one that she's been hiding, of gloom smite, and hands it to the governor and says, "Why don't you try some of that?"
He looks at Reg. Do you?
It's quite delicious.
You trust this, Marshall?
I'll drink it
implicitly, all of them.
Cal, why don't you take a swig? Show him that it's safe.
Cal holds his hand out to the governor and willing to take it.
Well, I think I can trust you, and that does look tasty. The refined, you say?
Yes. You know, it's a beverage of distinguished qualities.
Mm-hmm. He just takes it, knocks it back.
I would ask you, have you ever sat by a fire after working outside on a really cold day? That's what you're in for.
I have done that. Plus 10 momentum, please.
Plus 10? Damn, Cal. Rack it up.
Yeah. I like this. It makes me feel nice. We could sell this
for quite a lot, I suspect.
You know, the emperors might, they might enjoy such a thing.
The symbiotic relationship between the Tektani and the people of Witsnoff is worth maintaining and controlling.
And where does this stuff come into the Empire?
Through Ketchnoff, the honey is produced by the Tektani, the gloom smite is produced in Ketchnoff, and then distributed by way of Witsnoff. That's why we have been on this great journey.
Much has happened since young Bentley left our company.
It seems to be. He did not mention the beverage in his report. But again, he was in a hurry, you know. His father was a great man.
He's dead?
Yes.
Aww.
Well, Bentley, no, not Bentley, his father.
Right. So, I think a good way, and you're the governor, you know, I don't want to spit. We brought this fire marshal from the area that produces this gloom smite.
From Ketchnarf.
That's right.
Mm.
And I feel that everybody would agree with what you just did. And if you save them from the sub-governor and the fires you had to create, I think everybody might be a little more amenable to cutting us a good deal on production of this stuff.
I like where you're going. As you can see, half the city is burnt. I feel avenged. I think we could go along with this fire marshal. Does he have a badge?
Not yet.
Ashburn! He claps his hands, and a servant comes running in.
Yes, sir. Yes, Governor.
Get me the bag of badges, please.
This Ashburn. Is how I assume all political appointments go.
Ashburn comes clanking back in with a bag. He sets it down. Let's see. Witsnarf. I believe the level 2 fire marshal badge would work quite well for you. And he hands it to Reg.
That's perfect.
Nin?
Yes.
You're a great talker sometimes.
Thank you. Also, you look very nice in that uniform.
Oh, thank you.
A lot better than sub-governor uniform.
You know, it's nice to get out of the office. You know, you go out into the field, you get your hands dirty doing your job, you feel nice about yourself.
Agreed.
Look good, feel good.
I think it is time that we take our leave, deliver this badge to the fire marshal, exact your revenge upon the sub-governor, and try and save what we can of Witsnoff.
Ah, yes. About that, I would prefer if we got this down in writing beforehand. If you were to die gloriously in service of the Empire, this whole deal could be for naught.
I think that would be up to you. your word would count as much as ours.
Would you leave the fire marshal with us? Or does he want to?
Gladly.
I wouldn't want to take one of your comrades in battle.
I think him remaining on board would his own ship would probably even be preferable. He's difficult to move at the moment.
Who is he, a very large man?
No, he just was injured in several of the skirmishes that we had approaching the city.
Defending your empire.
He was defending the empire.
Absolutely. Oh, very much so.
Ashburn! Level 1 fire marshal's badge. Wow. We'll clear it later. It's fine. He takes back the level 2 and hands you the level 1. This man is obviously a hero of the empire, and I think you can continue with your mission.
Thank you, Governor.
You're welcome. I think this will work out for everyone. I am glad I personally sent you on this mission and planned it out for you.
I am too, and I'm very happy to perhaps break the jaw of the sub-governor.
If you do, if there were limbs removed, I do not believe the Empire would be chagrined.
You don't need him alive, right?
His head.
Alive?
No, if you bring... Well, alive would be amazing. Can you do that?
I could do the opposite of that.
Could you try?
Yes.
You should try.
Cal, you could do that, right? You could show me how to do that? That's the thing.
Does the head need the eyes?
No, I don't. Do you?
Good news, Hoda.
Yes.
Hoda you is bring incredibly me, happy.
You bring me 3/4 of the head, and I'll call it square.
Done and done. All right, Marshals, you ready for one last charge?
It was promised destruction.
That's in the cards.
It's on the menu.
As you can see, the city is quite on fire.
The city's on fire, so we are going to go kill the sub-governor. I say all in all, this has gone much better than I had expected.
Surprisingly so.
Yes.
There is one thing. As governor of the region, I ask, please take no pity on any of these traitors.
Don't you worry.
Reg gives a simple salute and...
One more thing. Sergeant Regibald.
Yes, sir.
Ashburn! Come in, please.
Ashburn, you're quite busy today.
So...
Why do you keep leaving?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like him in my presence.
Is he just standing outside with, bags and bags?
Yeah. He's in the bag room. There's a separate bag room. I would like to send Master Sergeant Regibald and his men... away with shiny new badges.
Oh.
Yes.
Regibald, he comes up and pins a shiny new Master Sergeant badge on you.
Thank you, sir.
You are most welcome. You have done well for the Empire and, more importantly, me. So please, go forth and do what it is you do.
Very good, sir. You going to pin the rest of them on him?
You can handle that. They're not...
He handed you like a bag.
Yeah.
He points out...
Random assortment.
Is that her? Is she a marshal?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Impressive.
Very useful indeed, sir.
The Empire
is enormous.
The Empire is quite diverse.
That is its strength, sir.
That and burning anyone who disagrees with it, am I right?
That is the strength of most empires, sir.
Ooh. He just settles back in his chair.
Cal gives a...
Watching the flames.
Cal gives a salute that is so exaggerated it borders on insubordinate. just within.
Completely flies over the governor's head and takes it as a compliment.
And so we walk out of the room.
Yeah. Ashford is there. He's like, yes, the governor is provided a boat.
Oh, very good. Should we take the swamp jumper anyway?
The ass slapper.
The ass slapper?
Well, we have to leave. We have to go...
Say goodbye to our friend anyway.
Give him a badge and tell him good luck.
Yeah. So we have to...
Drop it in the boat. Take the nice one.
All right. Sounds good.
He'll catch it. He wants it.
Skip it across the water.
So Reg heads to the ass slapper, climbs down the rope ladder and goes, good news.
Oh, what's that there?
You now are a level 1 fire marshal. He hands him the level 1 fire marshal badge.
You're goddamn shitting me here.
I said I would put in a good word and... I put in a good word.
You know what? This may be the greatest time of my life. Following on the worst time of my life when I was tortured. But this makes up for it, for real.
I am so happy to hear that.
And to be fair, you were being quite stubborn. But you're healed now. You'll be fine. And when you get back up on your feet, you'll have a shiny new position. So, fuck
up.
You got
that, you know? What's a little torture when you get a job out of it, you know?
There you go.
It's true. And you know what? They say you need, if you're to undergo torture and or be a fire marshal, you got to be a little stubborn.
There's always a Dairon lining.
There is a Dairon lining because most of the people who handle Dairon are dead.
Yeah.
But not I.
And you know, torture resistance is part of most advanced military training, so you are further along than your compatriots.
I did resist torture for
We did you a service.
I did not tell you anything for quite some time.
You'll make a great fire marshal.
I'm basically a hero of the Empire.
Yep,
sure.
According to the governor.
The governor said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the real one, not that sub-governor.
Yes, and he specifically told us not to kill you.
Tear just streaks down his face. I've never been so happy. And he's going to kill all them Tiktani, though, right?
No.
He's not?
No.
You guys are all right in my book. I can't write in that book. If you get a book, write it in that book.
Hold on.
Would it be a picture book?
There's books with just pictures.
They're good books.
You might recognize one of them. It's called The Bat in the Sack. It's a very good book.
I haven't read it, but it sounds like a good time.
It is.
I never had a bat in a sack.
Well, tell you what, you put out that fire, you're going to get one.
Well, I got, you know, I'm a big fancy city fire marshal now. I don't mean to keep you. I got things to, you know.
Yeah, it's a fire.
We have some murdering to do anyway.
Who you murdering?
The sub-governor.
You know, I thought I liked you guys, and now I know. Could you do me a favor?
What?
Just one favor.
Sure. Another one?
If he was, like, set on fire or something, that would be nice.
Like a calling card?
It's like a old fire marshal's revenge, I'm assuming.
We shall see what we can arrange for you.
You do you. I don't need to tell you how to do your business. You know, obviously you're good at it because my legs are useless.
Are mine... Nin, can I see your notebook for a minute?
Yes.
And she pulls out her notebook and hands it to Cal.
Cal takes that and scrawls the words, "I am a dunce," a few times over three or four sheets over and over again, rips it out and hands it to him.
I will treasure it forever. Cal, we started off wrong, but I think we're best friends.
I believe we have come full circle.
Oh, Cal, I thought you were my best friend.
He just looks at Reg.
We leave the ass slapper and head to the troop transport.
Sir, I feel that it is ridiculous that I even need to specify this, but I would have killed him if it wasn't bad for the mission. You are, of course, still my friend, and may I please have the badge from the governor of my new station?
Of course.
Yeah, and Cal throws it in the water.
Very good, Cal.
How would it? That was, you see that? That was really sweet. I'm shipping it.
All right, and I pass out the badges to the other two.
Yeah, Nin takes hers and fastens it to her breast.
Hoda just puts it in her pocket. She doesn't know or care.
The eyeball pocket or the other pocket?
Oh, it's in the pocket with the tongue.
Ooh.
Mm, okay.
It's not very far to shore. You can figure out how to row a boat.
All right.
The dockyards and all the town areas you spent are fully aflame. The stone part of the city, including the fortress, is less affected. You may try to dock in the flames or on the rocky outcropping outside of the stone part of the city.
Let's do rocky outcropping.
All right, you come out on a rocky outcropping. There is the wall of the fortress. Fortress in a loose term.
Uh-huh.
It is a ancient crumbling stone edifice as you saw before. You see no sign of any guards patrolling like there were before.
Let's find the main entrance.
You see the gate. One of the doors has just completely fallen off its hinges. There's a ballista bolt impaled in it. It's lying 20 feet into the courtyard. And you see, what was the name of our bellman?
Gregor?
Gregor, yeah. You see Gregor just completely smashed flat by the door.
Nin walks over and ruffles through his pockets for the bell.
It's not there.
Oh, well.
It's a real rough night.
Boss, it's not here.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
All right, you move on through the courtyard.
Who goes there?
It is I, Master Sergeant Regibald.
And his merry men.
Of sorts.
You're here to help us.
Yes.
We're here to report to the sub-governor.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the marshals they were here before?
Yes.
Yeah.
On assignment from the subgovernor, if you recall.
The subgovernor, we just talked to him, and he said that he would like to kill you.
Why?
Now, we just talked to him, and he said it was fine.
Oh, you talked to him?
Yeah.
We're supposed to report back to him.
We have orders to kill you.
Oh, let me see those.
Okay, he hands over the orders.
She grabs the orders, and she's like, huh.
Oh, this is from minutes ago, though, right?
Well, we just saw him, yeah? He gave us, like, he was like, okay, I know everything looks bad, but it's not as bad as it seems, okay? He's got a secret weapon, and everything's gonna be fine.
Was it the eye thruster?
No.
Oh,
okay. The eye thruster's cool, though. You ever seen it?
Yeah, we just got back from there. It's awesome.
It is so cool. I was in the fort one time, and I was looking through it, and then I was done. And then this guy came up, and I didn't like him very much, and he put his eye there, and the sun came up, and it burned out his eyeballs. They melted down his face, and I was like, what a nerd.
Oh, did you hear about the eyeballs?
I did hear about the eyeballs.
Yeah, hold, you got some. You got a little something on your face. Can I, hold on, just don't move. Yeah.
And she puts her hand up to his face and casts Contagion on him.
What does that look like outside of combat?
I imagine that it's just like the air darkens around her hand, crackling, spiky smoke comes out and just enters his nose and mouth.
I imagine it looks a little bit like a fart. Like a cartoon fart. Like it's just green gross stuff, and you breathe it in and they're like, wah, wah.
So it looks like transparent broccoli?
Yes.
Okay. So she goes to cast Contagion. Mm-hmm.
That guy is not too happy. I don't think you're telling the truth. Everybody, get him. And you see a motley assortment come out of you. There's a woman with red hair holding a sword. A man whose head is almost completely swathed in bandages, barely holding up a sword. A man with one leg and a crutch, brandishing a sword at you.
I know they said not to pity, but goddamn.
I called dibs on the man with the crutch. Yeah.
There's a man who looks to be about 80.
I regret my dibs.
So these six figures form a loose semicircle around you, brandishing their weapons. We're going to get you, and then everything will be taken care of. The sub-governor promised.
Sir, do you see this badge upon my chest?
I do. It's quite shiny.
Do you know how I earned this badge?
I don't know how you earned that badge.
I've killed dozens of men, many stronger, smarter, and better looking than you.
Go on.
I killed them, Nin.
You have it, like...
How much better looking?
How much?
At least twice.
Can you assign a number?
I'm saying salt. Like, he's a 3... I've killed a 7.5.
Hold on. What? He's in the uniform. He's at least a 5. No offense. I mean...
Uniform 4. At max. Look at that nose.
So we're talking 8s?
We're talking 8s, yes.
Like, ready.
Is the uniform alone a number?
Oh, that's a +1. Easy.
A +1. Okay.
Yeah.
I know we're here to kill each other, but the insults, I think, is just... That's a bit much.
All right. Put Contagion on the dude you put Contagion on.
Well, I guess Malediction. Cajun with Cajun. Cajun, the Cajun Contagion. That'd be a good name for a Harad Death Mage.
Our battle order is +9. So 3 + 9, 12.
11.
All right, so we go first.
Joy. All right, as Nin casts Contagion, the other guards come running out. They're in a loose semicircle facing the gang. So there is a loose semicircle facing the shattered doors of the gate. Our intrepid heroes are pushing in on the gate, and it is their turn to attack.
All right, so Reg, being just at the precipice of the gate into the fortress, is one square away from the gentleman that Nin just casted on, and he's going to take a step forward and use Warning Strike. Does 12 hit?
No.
Okay.
Guard with black hair, holding a sword who has had Contagion cast upon them, is going to try to stab Nin with his sword.
Cool. I get to take a swing at him.
Because of Warning Strike.
Do so.
6, 10, so I miss.
Does a 6 hit Nin?
It does not.
Then he, because of the Contagion, completely misses, surely.
All right.
His face is turning into pustules.
It's because his eyes are full of farts.
Nin puts Malediction on him, and then she pulls out her sword as a swift action. So 2 swift actions, and then as her attack action, she's going to swing at him with her sword. 15.
Hits.
All right. So she doesn't know what this sword does.
Oh, is it magic?
It's a magic sword yeah. She snuck out of the tower before her master, before anybody came to her master's place. And so this is her first time actually hitting anybody with it. She does 2 damage with the sword and 1 with malediction. So 3 total damage.
And she doesn't know what the magic sword does?
Nope.
Okay.
That's it.
Do we know what the magic sword does?
I had given him a sheet of paper. We don't know where that paper is.
Great.
We are 5 reasonable adults. Let's make something up.
I think it's in the kitchen, actually.
Roll a d6.
Another one?
A 2?
Mm-hmm.
What happens at a 2, gang? Put your GM hats on.
So is
what was the point of rolling the dice?
Because you got a 2.
All right, so
it would have been different for a 4.
Is a 6 better than a 2? Or does it up and down? Or is
no.
It...
2, I think he just... It doesn't do any fire damage, but he just catches on fire.
Okay.
But, like, a small fire?
No, like, he's on fire. Like, it doesn't do damage to him, but now his clothing's on fire, and it will become a problem later.
All right. Is he slightly uncomfortable?
Oh, it's very uncomfortable. Okay. Yes. It just doesn't immediately do damage.
All right, hold on. Let me write this down.
How about at a 1 and a 2, he catches on fire? 3, 4...
Shut the door.
He's frozen.
He's frozen.
He gets cold.
5 and 6, nothing happens.
Let's see. So on 3 and 4, it's no damage, but its movement speed's reduced or something?
Yeah.
By half?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 and 6 would be weakened.
A d4 of damage over time, or is that too much?
Yeah, d4 is enough.
Yeah.
But it would only be like 2 turns. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
That is not ideal. I will fart in my eyes and fire in my shorts.
That's the name of my first album.
Yeah.
Fart in my eyes and fire in my shorts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tan Token, the red-haired soldier with a sword. She is going to charge 1, 6 in between Hoda and Nin, moving her full movement speed.
So she'll invoke from Reggie, Callan, and Hoda if she does that.
Yes, she's just running in, screaming, trying to take a shot at the person who set her friend on fire.
Okay, well, then Nin does a backswing, and she's like, "This is awesome!" that is a 4 to hit.
No.
Okay.
9.
No.
2.
She definitely dodges all these
damn
slings and arrows. And
it's impressive.
Now comes Nin's swinging nervous. Nin. Yeah.
13.
To whom?
To Nin.
Nin.
Miss.
She swings wildly at the fire giver and misses.
Probably dodging all those attacks. Yep. Knocked her aim off.
So Hoda challenges the lady with the red hair and is going to try Overwhelming Strike. Hoda rolled a 2, and what with 1, so it's a 3, 7.
Miss. All right. The gentleman on the far extreme, with bandages covering most of his head, he is going to move up into the side of the flaming buddy and take a swing at Nin, who set his friend on fire.
All right.
13.
Miss.
Okay. He
13, 13, 13.
All right, so Cal, seeing that there seems to be a huge focus on trying to murder Nin, he's going to go ahead and start his turn by casting Invigorate on Nin. Whom.
Yes! This is awesome!
Nin is over the moon. She just set somebody on fire with a sword. She just got surrounded in melee, and now she's shielded. This is like the best moment of her life.
So with Nin relatively safe as she can be for the moment, Cal's going to cast Dazzling Ray at the redhead with an attempt to, or ideally hit the bandage face man in the same line, if I'm reading that correctly.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. damn it.
What?
So that was a natural 2.
That's like the 5th natural 2 we've rolled as a company. Yep.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All total, that makes a 5 to hit.
I blame the hurricane.
Had Nin taken any damage?
Nope.
No, then it's irrelevant. Everybody's at full health. All right.
Nin is ducking swords. She just got invigorated. She's setting people on fire with her sword.
The man with one leg is going to
hobble,
crutch his way forward. I believe his movement speed would be halved.
I would agree.
At that point. So he's going to stop one more.
He can move one more if one it's more. Half. Yeah.
But he's brandishing his sword.
Ooh.
Quite extremely.
He looks dangerous.
He's going to stop there. Hold his movement. For
he's
later.
He's still 15 feet away from the action. So, well, 10 feet now.
He's a little huffy.
Well, he can double move and just not attack, right?
Yes. Good call. Let's put him on the other side of the man on fire. The other. Yeah, here we go.
The other side of Denzel?
One back. The elderly man who looks to be in his 80s, brandishing his sword at about shoulder height. He's not, you know, he's going to climb up over the shattered remains of the door and charge in to support his comrades. Ends up right out of range of Hoda. The sub-governor, he's gonna get you.
One of you is on crutches, and the other one of you is on fire, and one of you is already half dead from age.
And finally, our blonde-haired warrior is just gonna charge into the back of the pack. Regibald.
Reg is gonna take a look at the red-haired warrior and do warning strike. 16 plus 4.
Hit.
So 20. And 6 damage. That red-haired lady is warned.
All right, that brings us to the man on fire.
Denzel.
That's a D4 damage on that, D4 that bitch right damage. There.
Excuse me, it's my damage. 4! 4 fire damage.
He is going to feebly raise his sword and swing at Nin. 10.
Miss.
Feebly, I said. He is on fire.
Yeah. Nin, she's pretty well surrounded. The only ally she has on one of her sides is Reggie. And the rest is all enemies and a big crunch on her. So she's going to turn to the one with the bandaged head.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to put malediction on him. And then she's going to fill her lungs with air and cast Punishing Screech in an adjacent cone 3. So it's going to target, well, it'll target 4 of them.
Yep.
And not the one behind her. So she's going to invoke an attack of opportunity from the red-haired lady.
Okay. The red-headed is going to attack Nin, but that is going to have an attack from Regibald first.
All right. And 19.
Definitely hits.
4 damage.
Okay. She's looking at least half as healthy as she did before.
All right. Is she going to make the attack?
She's going to make the attack with a 14.
14 misses.
Right.
Nin is going to screech now. 20 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay, so they take... I'll just do the screech damage first and then give them individual malediction damage. Okay. All 4 take 6 damage from punishing screech.
Bitchin'.
The guy on fire takes 5 malediction damage. And the guy with the bandages, because he just got malediction on him, takes 1 malediction damage. And all 4 of them get pushed away from Nin 1 space.
Damn, I love that.
Would you like to show how the man with one leg and a crutch dies?
The one that's the only damage he's taken.
He was just already mostly
he's
dead.
Doing bad. Yeah, so she reels back, she screeches, and as he's getting thrown backwards off of his crutches, he lands on a rock and dies.
Pierces the back of his skull.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to move through Reggie's space to, like, dip out away from them so none of them will be adjacent. And it would invoke an opportunity attack, but it's likely, from the red-haired lady, but it's likely that she doesn't have another one to do. So now she's out of harm's way.
Dudes, can you put that on the white? There? That guy? Good. All right. Liam, you're very good at keeping track. I am trying to...
What?
I'm trying to keep myself keeping track of the tokens.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
It goes away after your...
It's a laser pointer.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is awesome.
Sorry. No, I just noticed that. I was like, what the fuck?
Never apologize for lasers. Redhead lady is going to swing at Regibald.
Dope.
16.
That hits, but not so fast. And it's an interrupt. And I miss with a 7.
4 damage. She's very proud of herself. Finally got a hit on these vile invaders.
She sure did.
Yeah, there's more of that coming. I hope you get salt water in that.
All right, so is the redhead still challenged? Or did it not?
Yeah, she's challenged. Yeah.
Okay.
Mentally. All of them.
Does she have farts in her eyes?
No, not she yet. Doesn't have the green ring. Yeah, no.
She's actually road rule challenged as well.
Oh.
So Hoda is going to use Overwhelming Strike.
Do it.
Take his eyeballs.
20.
Yay.
So that's max damage.
One?
No, that's max damage.
Okay.
Is it more than 10?
It's way more than 10.
More than 10.
Take her eyeballs.
Double that, I believe.
Okay, so is he dead?
She's dead.
She's dead.
She has 10 HP left.
You have 4 strength, right?
3.
3, so that would be...
6.
6 plus 18, so it would be 24.
Hoda, tell us how you kill the redheaded stranger.
She just brings Peter Gabriel back and swings over her head, straight down, smashing her skull. Mm-hmm. And she bends down to pick up her prize of 2 eyeballs. So as the redhead is crumpled on the floor, Hoda walks over her and goes to the man on fire and challenges him.
All right. The man swathed in bandages is going to shift forward and take a swing at Hoda while he thinks she's distracted because he just saw the most disgusting thing he's ever seen in his life. 19.
I think, yep. Yeah, it's a hit.
Right. 5 damage.
What's your armor at?
I don't think I have armor.
Okay. You have 1 armor.
I have 1 armor. Okay. So it's...
Hoda is the one in the most immediate danger, so Cal is going to start with Invigorate on Hoda. Boom. Move over a space to get a line of sight on the enemy with the head bandages and the blonde enemy. Should be in enough range to hit both with a Dazzling Ray.
Nice.
Do it.
All right.
No, that's a mulligan.
Yeah. Natural 1.
Nice.
Which is a crit, because does that count on everything with a...
No, it's only with piercing weapons.
And wands.
I use a piercing weapon and a wand, but it doesn't apply to the other things, is what you're saying.
No, are you using a wand to cast the spell?
I imagine I have my pike out.
So no.
Never really...
So probably using your hand.
Yeah, Both my weapons are piercing. I have a pike, uh-huh. And I have a wand.
Right? But you're not, if you're not using your wand, then...
Okay.
Because so you're 1 zealotry, so you cast 3 or... Mm-hmm. Like, so it counts as a staff?
Yes. So you ignore some armor.
Yeah. So it misses.
Gotcha. Okay. Natural 1, full miss.
Ha! You thought you could kill me that easily, huh? I've been using a sword since you were not born, you idiot.
That's probably not true.
He didn't want to say since you were knee-high to a Tectani.
No. He is going to shift forward 1 space, the old man with the yellow dice on top.
Okay.
And he is going to swing his sword at Cal. Does a 7 hit Cal?
No.
He misses because he's quite old.
All right. I think only Blondie's left.
Blondie is going to run up over the door at Cal. He is going through his hidden square. Don't care.
Yeah. All right. Provoking an attack of opportunity from Cal. Which is a 18 to hit.
That hits.
Which is a 1d12. So 6 damage to the blondie.
Do you have any strength?
No.
Okay.
13 to Cal.
Miss.
All right. He takes damage from Cal, tries to swing back, and misses. Master Sergeant Regibald.
Hoda, just kill the man that's on fire. Just kill him.
Got it.
Wait, is that the one you have challenged?
Yeah.
Right, so this is plus 8.
I rolled a 1.
That's a miss. So that would be 9.
Tits.
The Man of Fire is going to try to strike back at Hoda.
With an 8.
That's a miss.
We're having a miss party over here.
Nin?
That's what they call me. They call me Miss Party.
Yeah. Nin looks at the old man, casts malediction on him.
I'm just spreading the love around.
And she casts contagion at him. Was that a 15?
Yes, it is.
15 plus 3, so 18.
Hits.
All right. And he takes 6 from contagion and then an additional 4 malediction damage, so 10 damage total.
Would you like to tell us how you completely shatter an old man's body?
Sure. Yeah. Sword in the air, she raises her other hand and holds it out, and you just see time catch up with this old man, like the guy at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, who drank from the cup, and you just see him just rot, and he crumples and falls down, and as he falls down, she gets to cast Contagion again on the guy behind him.
Plus 2 momentum.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That was cool.
You see the rot leap off the old man and like, kind of arc to the man behind him. And 6 to hit.
Okay, myth.
That's the end of my turn.
All right.
Hoda is still looking at the man on fire, so she's going to do Overwhelming Strike again. That is a 13 plus 1, 14.
Plus 2 for challenge, plus 3.
So that is 18.
That hits.
Alrighty. 24.
It's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
She rolled 2 5s and a 6 and added 8.
So 24 damage to Pants on Fire.
Much to the chagrin of his comrades, the man on fire is now dead.
Denzel goes down.
Is that the one with the guy with the bomb up his butt?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very good film.
It's real good.
All right. It's now Bandage Pete.
Hoda is now going to challenge Bandage Pete.
Bandage Pete is going to strike back at Hoda.
Ooh, brave Bandage Pete here.
You killed my friends. That's not a nice thing to do.
It's not neighborly, Hoda.
7.
No, that is a miss.
All right. Sword swings by.
It's not going to be neighborly when you take their eyeballs either. Yeah.
Cal? Mm.
Everyone seems in relative health, so Cal is going to cast Invigorate on himself since he has an enemy in his face. Wom. All right, so Cal is going to use his ability, the Gong of Travel, on the blonde warrior adjacent to him.
He has to disengage one then.
Oh, that's right, because I have the reach weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Cal is going to disengage back one space and then lunge with the Gong of Travel. 6.
Miss.
I figured.
But the next attack still gets the benefit because we changed Zealotry. So that their stance is now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you miss your next attack, whatever, like, if, you know, you're not going to get the extra damage, but...
That's still pretty awesome.
Yep.
It is the blonde's turn. He is going to move up to support his friend and attack Hoda. 14?
I think Cal gets a attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask.
He moved through a threatened square.
Okay.
All right, so Cal's going to take his attack of opportunity. 13.
Hit.
All right. Let's say D12, another 6 damage.
And Blondie had rolled a 14 on Hoda.
That hits.
3 damage to Hoda.
What's your retribution score at?
3. That's the first time anyone who I have put Invigorate on has been hit after the fact.
Nice.
These are not professional soldiers.
No. I'm surprised the morale seems pretty high.
Even the professionals, like, I've yet to really get a good ret score.
Yeah. I was gonna say, this is the first time I've been hit. It's the first damage I've taken the whole time.
I think so. Yeah. Or you've taken maybe one point another time.
Brings it back to Regibald.
Hoda, please take the shot on the man with the bandages on his face.
All right.
And this is a plus 9?
Hoda rolled a 6?
So 15. 15.
Hit.
For Overwhelming Strike, so that would be these 3, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Plus 10, I think.
So that would be 13 damage.
And where on his body did you hit him?
I think I caught him under the chin.
Under his bandaged head already?
Yep.
Golf swing.
Just tap it in. Tap, tap, tap a Rooney.
His head goes from a human head into a liquid-filled balloon and just pops all over the party.
Nice.
Who is disappointed he only has one eye?
Oh no, eyeballs are completely liquidated.
You know, this is reminiscent of the wagon we met you in, Hoda.
She looks at the last remaining guy.
Mm-hmm. How about you? You think you can find the seed?
What does that mean?
She puts malediction on him.
It might be inside of you.
There's a seed inside of me.
Lifesteal.
Yeah.
22.
That hits.
Okay. That deals 16 damage. And Nin doesn't even need the health, but she gets it.
He's dead.
Right. And
do you want to tell us how he dies?
Sure, yeah. She reaches out and a ghostly hand reaches into his chest and starts glowing red. And then you see his beating heart glowing from within his chest. You see it just squeeze, and then it doesn't unclench, but it comes out and re-enters Nin through her torso. And then she gets 5 more health because she killed somebody.
Yay!
Plus 2 momentum for each of you. That was a...
Damn, son.
A characterful fight.
Well, all right, company. I think we have a sub-governor to find.
Ooh. All right.
Is he in this building?
Let's hope.
Hey, Hoda, you see how I use my sword? It's pretty cool, huh?
It was good magic trick.
Yeah, that's right, it was a magic trick. And I meant to set him on fire.
Yeah, and then you lit a man on fire.
Yes, I did. I did do that.
Don't tell the fire marshal. All right, so we head into the keep looking for the governor.
All right, you make your way into the keep. You've been in his office before. You know the way up the stairs around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Up another smaller set of stairs.
Do we see anyone on the way?
No one.
All right.
And then just one stair and a door.
I kicked the door in. I didn't even check to see if it's open. I don't care.
It is the office you were in before. There is scrolls on the wall, books, a desk. Much nicer than any sub-governor's office should be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
In fact, sub-governor is barely a legal position.
Is he alone?
He is alone. He is terrified, but also very angry.
Is he behind the desk?
He is standing in front of the desk. When you kicked in the door, he came around the desk. I demand you leave at once.
Do you want to try that again?
No. This is his voice. I demand you leave at once.
By whose authority?
I am the governor of this. I am the king of this province. And
you will,
putting on airs there, sir.
You will leave.
You are the sub-governor last time we met, and I believe now you are less than that.
I am the king, and...
So treason it is.
It's treason, then?
Usurper.
You are committing treason. Yes, I agree with you. And I hereby strip you of all your powers. All
right, I'm just going to run up Shield Basham into his desk. Do I need a roll?
No. I dare you. Unhand me. I am the king.
All right, I'm going to put a sword to his throat.
Hold on. We were asked to do something.
I was going to do it.
We made a promise. And oh, yes. I had intentions of fulfilling that promise. Cal would like to spend 30 momentum to go down step 1 of fire.
All right.
Yes!
Cal steps forward and catches Regibald's arm. And a very small mote of fire begins to appear above his palm.
Reggie is going to step away and just be like, Cal, at your leisure.
As Reg steps back, the flame in Cal's hand that started off as a small mote grows larger and larger. He brings his second hand in, and he is going to cast Flaming Pillar on the sub-governor.
Jesus. Bleebus Christ.
One moment, please. Fire magician.
Cal holds for a moment, curious genuinely as to what this giant pig lady wants to do before he sets this man on fire.
Hoda just like casually walks over and just...
Is that how easy it is?
So,
my eyes!
Kill Bill style, just plucks the eye out of his head.
Pops him in her pocket, goes back, and is like, thank you, I'm so happy to see this magic trick.
My absolute pleasure. And as the sub-governor, I'm assuming, is screaming from his eyes being torn out of his head, Cal casts, Burning?
Flaming Pillar.
Cal casts Flaming Pillar on the prone sub-governor.
Jesus Christ.
Whose eyes have been recently removed.
The immaculate robes of this upstart king burn into his flesh and his shiny badge melts into his skin, and he screams his last. Thus ends the sub-governor.
And before the head is completely unrecognizable, Nin walks over with her sword and goes, "Yeah!" and takes the head off. It takes a few tries. She's not very good at it. Yeah! Yeah! Hoda, here, you did it.
Hoda takes the sword and is just like...
Flick of the wrist.
Flick of the wrist.
Man.
She takes it back and she wipes the blood off on her robes and like,
fine, that would be cool, but whatever.
You know, I've done many things in my life, but I've never been involved in regicide.
Is that mean we kill you?
No, it's when you kill a king.
Oh, okay. I thought because you're Reggie.
No, but it fits.
As you speak, the flaming pillar catches the tapestries, books, scrolls in the wall. The room itself starts to turn into a blaze.
Ooh, I do believe that is our cue to leave, everyone.
This is a flaming pillar, not just like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I suspect that may be a good idea. I will have to work on control, perhaps, of this newfound power, but for the moment, it served its purpose.
I just think the rule would be not to use it indoors so much.
I thought it was great.
Nin, like, kind of picks up her robe, girds her loins, so that she's not dragging it through fire.
Loins girded.
And we exit.
You have defeated the sub-governor.
We need to file a report, right?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Should we try and help put out the city quickly?
They have a fire marshal. What are we going to do? We're not fire marshals. We don't have the training.
Is there a dam that I can...
I say that I'm going to go out on a limb
take out the fire.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say we might be the most competent people in hundreds of miles.
I think you are correct in that, sir, but I also did just add to the conflagration quite dramatically.
Valid point, Cal. Our ship awaits.
Indeed, sir.
You head back to the boat. You start rowing. You see this ancient fortress that stood on this site for hundreds of years crumble in flame. Now both parts of the city are on fire.
Great.
Cal, that was awesome.
Thank you, my dear.
They throw down the ladders. They haul you back up. Yeah, the governor. I'm sure he wants to see you, all right?
I would hope.
You're not here to talk to us, right?
Maybe after we see the governor.
Is he cute?
The governor?
No,
this is Josh. Oh. Asking yeah. Max if this guy, if Nin would think that this guy is
absolutely
cute.
Not.
Okay.
Hideous. No. Well, welcome back. I assume you've done what we asked?
Nin?
She dusts some soot off of her off of her robes. She's been holding the head behind her back like it's a surprise.
Fingers in the empty eye sockets.
Yeah, yeah. She's used to holding gross corpses. Approaches slowly with her hands behind her back, and she's like wiggling her shoulders. She's super
Ooh,
stoked.
Look at you. You seem excited.
Am I ever.
And she like whips it around from behind and slams it on his desk.
The governor, actual governor, looks at it and just starts ugly vomiting. Just from his eyes, his nose, his mouth. And he's
vomiting from his eyeballs?
You know when you're really vomiting and it's just coming out everywhere?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, nose, yes. Like, something gets in your nose.
And I've cried while throwing
That's
it
what
before.
I mean.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole production.
Yeah. I immediately assumed you just meant liquid of some form was coming out of all orifices.
Yeah.
Bile from the eyes.
I've never cried while vomiting. Mm-hmm. I've never been like, blah.
I did once. I drank a ton. I got the spins. I walked into the yard. I went, bleh. I was like, better. And I went back to the party.
Yeah. I have definitely thrown up and then like taken sips of a beer in between vomits.
I feel like that's got to help, though.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys, you find that you're always screaming while you're vomiting?
Yeah.
No.
Always.
For me, it's like lycanthropy. Like, my body shifts into a weird position.
Yeah.
My spine is taut.
For so long. Because I hate to throw up.
Oh, I hate it. I think that's why I'm screaming.
Yeah.
It's not conscious. I just hear the sound. You know what I mean? I'm like,
When you know your body's got nothing left to give and it's still going.
Yeah. You're just like, shut up. Shut up, stomach.
Yeah. That's when you're crying the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's doing that.
Yeah. And then he wipes his mouth with a handkerchief from his pocket. Excuse me, that's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Well,
you're welcome.
We killed the false king.
King?
He declared himself a king. It was a whole thing.
Well, this is worse than I thought. Thank you. I appreciate you handling this matter and making everyone look good.
It was our genuine pleasure, sir.
And I know you were a little iffy on burning a city. I'm glad to see you changed your mind.
That was improvisational.
How's our new fire marshal?
He has ideas. I must say, his legs may not work for a month, two. But after that, you know, rebuilding.
It'd be a little more resistant to fire?
He said he can do it. I mean, I don't know anything about fire marshalry.
Well, I would trust him then.
He is a fire marshal, class one even. We're lucky to have one in these parts.
If there's nothing else you need from us, we'll begin writing our full report and returning to Torsnarf and awaiting further orders.
Oh, would you like a ride?
That would be lovely.
I can't offer you a cabin on this ship, but I have many fine ships here. Do you like to sleep on wooden pallets?
Yes.
Doesn't bother me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't offer that. We only have down-filled beds.
Ugh, so hot.
That would also be acceptable.
Excellent. I will have Ashford provide you accommodations. Ashford! No, not the bag! Ashford! He'll take you.
Thank you.
Again, Governor. You have the thanks of me and the Empire, whichever parts of it are in charge today.
Very good, sire.
Ashford leads you back to your launch. You row over to a just slightly smaller ship of war, and you're shown accommodations with writing desks, parchment, pen, anything you need to finish writing your report.
Regibald begins immediately, making a full account of interactions and interplays.
Nin kind of flops down on the bed of her accommodations and produces from her wizard sleeve another bottle of Gloom Smite.
Cal, what was the name of the man who brought us on the wagon? I've forgotten.
I believe his name was Utha, sir.
He was a lieutenant, right?
So he claimed.
Good, quite.
Cal's going to be sitting on a bed practicing with his newfound fire powers on how to light his pipe without actually having to use a match.
You are on board a sailing ship.
Cal, be careful with that.
I believe that's step three.
I would recommend at least doing that on deck, if anywhere.
Where's your sense of adventure, sir? I've only burned down one building.
I would like you to re-say that to yourself and then examine it thoroughly.
And he kind of like looks up.
People are flammable. Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. And he kind of sullenly gets out his match.
So, Hoda.
Yes.
If adventures like this continue to turn up, would you consider remaining with our little group?
I was still promised a dam, and yet there is no dam. So you still owe me a dam.
We did burn a city down.
That's the opposite.
It's quite equivalent, I think.
Your debt is not yet paid.
Well, so it sounds like we need to find a dam.
Find a dam, I guess.
We are men of our word.
So you want to stay with us until such a day comes that we get to blow up a dam?
Yes.
I'll put in a request.
It could take some time. You may be with us for the foreseeable future.
Will there be eyeballs to collect?
Always.
I suspect plenty.
Well, unless the things we kill don't have eyeballs. That's come up before, by the way. Mm. But then you could just take teeth or hands or something.
Plus two momentum for both of you.
Did What's-His-Face have any spare bags?
Oh, actually,
Ashford, there's bags in the room if you need anything.
I want to go through my military treaties book that I have. He's like, does a master sergeant get a raise?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Reggie spends the rest of the trip home just making an obscenely thorough report, and that's what he's doing for basically the whole trip home.
Nin, she's alternating her time between drinking Gloom Smite in her quarters and carousing with the crew up on deck and sharing it with them. Dancing when there's music and
dancing when there's not music.
Drinking too much Gloom Smite and writing poetry in the evenings.
And doing a different kind of dance in the evening in her quarters.
I guess Hoda would spend a lot of time admiring her ocular trophies and the one seed that no one has found yet.
Many sailors have tried.
Polishing Peter Gabriel.
And polishing Peter.
Which is now a euphemism.
Polishing Peter Gabriel and staring at eyeballs. That's what Hoda lives for.
Cal is going to stay in the cabin long enough to assist Reg with any information he needs for his report, and then I imagine he would spend the rest of the trip either idling and smoking or up on deck practicing his new fire magic, probably making the entire crew nervous, but very disciplined every morning, like running through katas, that military training. This is a new thing. He has to master it.
With that, the ship sails into the sunset, heading back to the fine city of Torsnarf. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Not if we could help it. Yeah.
The end.
Yay! Thank you, everybody, for listening. We had such a great time doing Gloomtown, and we're going to do many more like it. If you want to get involved and play the games that we're making, you can check us out on patreon.com/RPGFS. We post everything we make there, including character sheets and rule books, as well as the content that we cut out of this episode because it wasn't on topic.
You can find us at facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can also find us on Instagram at RPG from scratch, all one word.
You can find us on Twitter. We are at Homebrew Hombres.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. We had such a great time. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.